Report, Derek Chauvin juror wore George Floyd t-shirt at least twice. By Joel B. Polak on May 6, 2021. Brandon Mitchell, a juror in the trial of former Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer Derek Chauvin, apparently wore a George Floyd-themed t-shirt at least twice, despite public denials. The Washington Times reported Wednesday. Chauvin juror Brandon Mitchell has said he doesn't remember wearing or even owning a George Floyd-themed t-shirt, but it turns out he sported it more than once. He wore the shirt, which says "Get Your Knee Off Our Neck / BLM," during an October 19 episode of the Wholesome podcast, a dating and relationships show that he co-hosts, as shown on YouTube and flagged Wednesday on social media. The apparent YouTube video of Mitchell's podcast reportedly shows him, at left, wearing the t-shirt in question. Mitchell said earlier this week that he did not recall wearing the shirt or owning it. After photographs surfaced on social media of his participation in a protest in Washington, D.C., last summer, that was connected to Black Lives Matter. Mitchell had claimed during jury selection that he had not attended such demonstrations, the Associated Press noted. As Breitbart News reported Tuesday, Chauvin filed for a new trial, citing jury intimidation, prosecutorial misconduct, and alleged mistakes by the judge. The motion, by defense lawyer Eric Nelson, did not mention the new Mitchell revelations. Chauvin was found guilty of murder and manslaughter in George Floyd's death, and is waiting sentencing on June 25. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new ebook, We Told You So: The First 100 Days of Joe Biden's Radical Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.